Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Get the vaccine and live and up. Starting next week. Great news. And as soon as these guys can get it too, all bets are off. You anti-vaxxers, all bets are off. All bets are off. Yeah. If I can spread it, like, unknowingly after that, I'm going to sneeze on you. A lot of you. A lot of you. All bets are off because we're all done. We're all done with you. So as soon as these guys can be safe, screw the rest of you. Screw the rest of you. Because we're done. We're done. Yeah. Yeah. No more time to the girl here. Done. Sad thing is, some of your kids will die. But I hope they don't. Maybe they'll just take your kids from you. That'd be good.
There was Alpha, then Delta, then Omicron next. But this latest variant might be the best. It's XBB.1.5. Another friend of COVID-19 has arrived. It's a new strain, but it isn't the same. Sounds more like Elon Musk, his name. It's XBB.1.5. Not UB40, who sings red, red wine. Put on your mask when you're inside a facility. It could be a robot from a Star Wars trilogy. It's XBB.1.5. Not OMG or MP3 or TTPY. Or an eye chart made by a really high guy. Sounds like the password of your parents' Wi-Fi. It's XBB.1.5.
Want to know what the Pete Squad thinks about the COVID vaccines for kids under 5?
Relief.
Happiness.
Excitement.
Children under 5 will most likely be able to get their vaccines starting next week.
This will make a huge difference to families who have been mitigating risk over the past 2 years, just trying to keep their families and loved ones safe.
While it's true that most young children will not suffer from severe outcomes due to COVID, many children have.
Long-term effects of COVID on growing bodies are unknown.
For this reason, the benefits of vaccinating young children outweighs the risk. But which vaccine is better?
Both Pfizer and Moderna induced a robust antibody response, which correlates to protection against symptomatic and severe disease.
Both vaccines were found to be safe, with zero cases of myocarditis reported in either trial. So what would we choose?
Basically, we're recommending any vaccine that works for your personal situation and that you can have access to.
In a minute, I'm going to need a vaccination for my children to protect them.
These women have Stockholm Syndrome. They think the state is their daddy, when really it's their Ted Bundy. Roger Stone is loaded for bear. You know, he was a very close confidant of Richard Nixon in his administration right at the time he died. He's been breaking his silence about JFK assassination and what Nixon told him. We're going to talk about Nixon on his 109th birthday today. Then we're going to look at what really happened last week that Roger Stone predicted. I've got our archivist trying to find it. He probably said it 10 times on the show in the 6 months leading up to the election. He said, I think they're going to lose the Senate. They're not going to keep the Senate. They already lost it. They're not going to gain it. And they're going to get a narrow majority in the House, maybe 15 to 25 votes. He nailed it. And he said that's actually a silver lining, because then if those are patriots, they will be able to control what happens. You just saw a major exercise in that last week. We're going to talk about what the agenda should be, what he's hearing is really about to happen, why Trump backed McCarthy, and more. But I'm just saying this. I love MTG. She stands up for free speech. She has a great voting record. Everybody's attacking her and all this stuff. She's no Dan Crenshaw, folks. Trump asked her to do this. She's loyal to Trump. So you can't be mad at her and then not be mad at Trump. I'm not mad at Trump about this. We're going to wait and see. But we better see impeachment filed. We better see a bunch of other stuff. And Roger Stone's going to talk about that coming up. Also, Bolsonaro moving to Florida. What's happening in Brazil. It is going to be a jam-packed third hour with the man himself, top political analyst, Roger Stone, straight ahead. And then We have the gun shop owner that sued and overturned Trump's bump stock ban in studio in the fourth hour to talk Second Amendment and more. So a big third and fourth hour straight ahead.
Ladies and gentlemen, a very exciting development has just taken place. I want to encourage you all to go to InfoWarsStore.com and check it out for yourself because it is a very strong, high-quality formula. Down-and-out sleep support, liquid, is very fast-acting, take another tongue. It's got a very good dose of melatonin, passion flower, valerian root extract, lemon balm, and German chamomile. All of these compounds are documented on record to help give you deeper, cleaner, healthier sleep. And that is one of the biggest game changers out there with all the stress we have in this world. And we've got some other great sleep aids as well, and they're excellent. They're all different formulas. But this one is particularly the strongest one we have. So Down and Out, sold out for more than 5 months, is now back available at InfoWarsStore.com. So get better, deeper rest, boost your immune system, and support the InfoWar with Down and Out Sleep Support at InfoWarsStore.
Roger Stone, for 50 years or longer, has been immersed in politics. I've been immersed for 30 years, 28 years on air. And you learn a lot by trial and error, doing research, and actually having skin in the game. It's all come out what we said is true. Trump was spied on. The whole Russiagate was fake. The CIA with the Justice Department was working with dinosaur media and big tech to censor all of it. Election meddling, criminal activity, it is all coming out. And we look at the church committee back in the late 70s exposing some of what Nixon did, and Nixon would blush at what has now currently been done. I think Richard Nixon overall was a good American. I think he cared about the country, and he certainly did a lot of things I agree with, a lot of things I disagreed with. But, boy, we'd do a lot better today with a Richard Nixon versus what we have. And Rogers talked about some of the intimate things that Nixon told him. They were confidants until Nixon died. But he was also in the Nixon administration as a young man, the only, quote, non-indicted plumber, though Roger will say he wasn't a plumber. So a living piece of history, not just from January 6th or getting Trump elected, is Roger Stone here with us to talk about the new JFK files coming out, to talk about Nixon on his 110th birthday. I got that wrong. It's 109th. And then next segment, we'll get into all of the huge developments last week in Congress and what's really about to happen from Roger Stone's crystal ball. Because remember, he predicted many times the lead up to the last election that the Republicans would not retake the Senate and would barely hold on to the House, but there was a silver lining in that. So Roger Stone is here to cover all of this and more. Bolsonaro in the hospital in Florida, what's happening over there right now in Brazil. We're going to cover the waterfront in the next 50 minutes with the great Roger Stone, who, of course, has the excellent website, StoneZone.com, and his own program, Weekday Evenings on Free Speech TV, that is exploding. It was already popular, but I'm getting a little jealous now. It is exploding. So, Roger, congratulations on so many fronts and being exonerated on January 6th, along with myself and so many others. Great to have you here.
Alex, it's great to be here. As you point out, it is the 110th birthday of my political mentor, Richard Nixon. And Richard Nixon did, as you pointed out, many great things. He ended the war in Vietnam. He reached a strategic arms limitation agreement with the Soviets. He unilaterally saved Israel from destruction in the Yom Kippur War of 1973. He desegregated the public schools without violence. He gave us the 18-year-old vote. He did away with the military draft. He also made some egregious mistakes, taking us off the gold standard, an enormous mistake, perhaps his biggest mistake. Those who say, well, he opened the door to China, yes, but China was a backwards, dirt-poor, agrarian society with more ox than they had cars when he recognized them in 1972. It wasn't until the Bushes gave them most favored trading nation status and Bill Clinton gave them all of our military secrets, including selling them the technology for intercontinental ballistic missiles, that they became the dangerous world power that they are today. The important thing for people to realize, Alex, and you know this, is the same people who killed John F. Kennedy, the same people who killed Robert Kennedy, the same people who tried to take down Donald Trump, were all the same people. It was the military-industrial complex, better known as the deep state. It was the Democratic Party mainstream media cabal. As you point out, Nixon himself revealed a number of startling truths to me before his death.
Those are huge. You talked a little bit about it and made international news, what he said about Kennedy after the assassination. But let's go further. Give us some never-before-known confidant moments with Richard Nixon.
I think that you make reference to the most important one. Now, Nixon was a man who was not at all, retrospective. He was very introspective. He was also very, very forward-looking. So normally speaking, it was hard to get him to talk about Dwight Eisenhower, Joe McCarthy, Jack Kennedy, Alger Hiss, being stoned in Caracas, his confrontations with Nikita Khrushchev. But when he had a couple of cocktails, he became positively loquacious. So in 98, we were sitting in his apartment in New York City, and he made a couple of what he called his silver bullets. You can find the recipe for Richard Nixon's ice-cold martinis in my book, Stone's Rules. He mixed up a couple of them for us, and we're sitting there drinking. And after he'd begun his second one, I asked him, "Mr. President, who really killed John Kennedy?" He looked deeply in his drink. He looked up, and he said, "Well, first of all, the Warren Commission." And I said, "Yeah, but who really killed Kennedy?" And he said, "Let me put it to you this way. Lyndon and I both wanted to be president. The difference was I wouldn't kill for it." There you have it. Now, Alex, the other thing that's interesting is just days ago, or I should say weeks ago, a heretofore unexamined Watergate tape surfaced, which is a conversation between Richard Nixon and CIA Director Richard Helms. Now, the walls are closing in on Nixon on Watergate, and he says to Helms, essentially threatening him, "Now, Dick, you know, if things get bad, there's going to be a lot of these things under examination, such as who shot John and so on." There you have it. Basically, Nixon is telling Helms that if the agency will protect Nixon in Watergate, Nixon won't spill their biggest secret, which is the CIA's direct involvement in the assassination of President John F. Kennedy. This is a little known tape, but there was an excellent article on it in Politico, of all places, roughly a month ago. So it is really kind of interesting as we fast forward to today's politics that we see the same cabal, the same evil forces who killed John Kennedy because Kennedy was not committed to nuclear war with the Russians, because Kennedy was insisting on a gold, or in his preference, silver-backed dollar, because Kennedy had said that he didn't trust the CIA. In fact, after the Bay of Pigs fiasco, he said he would smash the CIA into a million pieces and scatter it to the wind. And, of course, weeks later, he was brutally murdered in the streets of Dallas. So it is not at all different. The same people who conjured up the Russian collusion hoax, for which I suffered mightily, the same people who are leaning on Twitter censor any narrative that is not the official narrative of the Democrat fake news media cabal. These are all the same people. And I might say the same people relentlessly pushing the false narrative regarding the safety and the effectiveness of the COVID-19 shot. It's all the same, folks.
Well, it absolutely is. When we come back, let's continue with Kennedy, because the same cabals, the same permanent state, the same deep state has been passing power down to their children and others. It's the neocons, the Democrats working at the top. They've never been weaker as they are right now. It's come out how they're surveilling, how they're censoring. But a lot of people don't know, you are also one of the most famous JFK researchers. Unless you're in that community, people don't know. I met you more than 10 years ago at a JFK event in Dallas, where I was also there speaking and attending. And this is a big deal to understand the trajectory of the deep state and how they took over to this moment, is that's really where the full coup against the Republic happens, is in Dealey Plaza in 1963. And I've interviewed and I've played the tape of the man that actually ran the assassination operation. We'll talk about...
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Talking about conspiracies and organized criminal groups in our government, other governments. It was a few years after that they killed him, or a year and a half after they killed him, and the CIA invented the term, this has been declassified in Congress, conspiracy theorists, that came out in the Senate Frank Church committee hearings. Don't debate the facts we have, just call them conspiracy theorists, or call them racist, or call them Russians. Here's a little bit of that speech where Kennedy warned about the conspiracy.
I want to talk about our common responsibilities in the face of a common danger. The events of recent weeks may have helped to illuminate that challenge for some, but the dimensions of its threat have loomed large in the horizon for many years. The very word secrecy is repugnant in a free and open society, and we are, as a people, inherently and historically opposed to secret societies, to secret oaths, and to secret proceedings. Opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy that relies primarily on covert means for expanding its sphere of influence, on infiltration instead of invasion, on subversion instead of elections, on intimidation instead of free choice, on guerrillas by night instead of armies by day. It is a system which has conscripted vast human and material resources into the building of a tightly knit, highly efficient machine that combines military, diplomatic, intelligence, economic, scientific, and political operations. Its preparations are concealed, not published. Its mistakes are buried, not headlined. Its dissenters are silenced, not praised. No expenditure is questioned, no rumor is printed, no secret is revealed. It conducts the Cold War in short with a wartime discipline no democracy would ever hope or wish to match.
Remarks of the President to the American Newspaper Publishers Association.
Okay, so let's think about this. Let's think about this. This is Kennedy talking about communism. But it's the perfect description of the deep state globalists we now know actually helped put the communists in power with the British and U.S. intelligence in 1917. Roger Stone, please continue with the incredible information you're laying out about Richard Nixon and the Kennedy assassination.
Well, I think it's vitally important that people understand that John F. Kennedy, first of all, was an ardent anti-communist. He was not a liberal. He cut taxes, as you know, a rising tide lifts all boats, so he was a tax cutter. He was insisting on hard money. He wanted a silver-backed dollar. This is why the banks hated him. He was very skeptical about the Bay of Pigs invasion. This was the invasion of Cuba by a band of Cuban dissidents propped up by the CIA. Little known to this day is the fact that the CIA plan, which had actually been conceived under Eisenhower in a working group chaired by Vice President Richard Nixon, included a commitment of air cover for the men storming the beach at the Bay of Pigs in Cuba from 29 Panamanian flagged bombers that were supposed to be flown by Cuban pilots. JFK only approved the entire Bay of Pigs operation on the condition that it be made to look like an indigenous Cuban uprising rather than a CIA USA backed invasion. Little did JFK know that that air support was canceled by Charles Cable, the number two man at the CIA, brother of Dallas man Earl Cable, who was very actively involved in the cover-up of who really killed John Kennedy. There's also the clash that JFK had with the intelligence agencies over the Cuban Missile Crisis.
And now we have the new CIA documents that just came out 2 weeks ago that indeed we have Lee Harvey Oswald working with the FBI and the CIA, something that was always known and that Garrison had exposed.
Yeah, it's really extraordinary. As you know, the JFK movie by Oliver Stone caused such an uproar in this country.
It's dead on.
That the House was forced to form the House Select Committee on Assassinations. They reexamined the Kennedy assassination. They concluded that the Warren Commission was wrong, that Kennedy had been killed as the result of a conspiracy. They concluded most likely at the hands of organized crime. They were not entirely wrong. The JFK research community, as you know, is very divided. But the truth of the matter is that those who say it was the CIA, the FBI, the Secret Service that were in on the murder, they are correct. Those who say it was Big Texas Oil because Kennedy wanted to repeal the oil depletion allowance, they are also correct. Those who say it was organized crime, well, they're also correct. We know from the secret recordings in Chicago mob boss Sam Giancana's jail cell that he was boasting about his role in the murder of Kennedy. It was also very clearly the bankers upset about Kennedy's demand for a silver-backed dollar.
Exactly. So he made a bunch of people mad. And for people that don't know how intelligence agencies work, it was, and he actually got arrested that day, but they covered it up. It was E. Howard Hunt from the intel I have that they later, made the movie Mission Impossible about and all the rest of it, who'd been a sniper in World War II in China against the Japanese. He gave a deathbed confession to his son that he'd been there quarterbacking, that the CIA hired a bunch of foreign assassins, mafia people, you name it, as who were good shots and killed a lot of people, so that they could have confusion there. If any one group got caught, it never led back. So the fact that intelligence agencies use cutouts and use decoys and all this is well known. Then I talked to Madeleine Duncan Brown before she died. And she was on record, LBJ's mistress. She on record lived with him. She on record had a son with him. And she said that LBJ came back from a meeting days before the Dallas assassination and said, "That son of a bitch Kennedy will never embarrass me again." And we know Nixon was at that meeting in Dallas, supposedly at a Coca-Cola convention, with them and wasn't part of it, but was basically told what was coming. What do you know about that?
That's absolutely accurate, Alex. There is some confusion. There was an afternoon reception at the home of a Dallas oil man who had given a lot of money to Nixon's past political campaigns, at which Nixon was present. So was J. Edgar Hoover, by the way, and that's now been proven.
Yeah, they just later, happened to be in a room before they killed Kennedy.
Yeah, just coincidentally. But later that night, after midnight, LBJ meets with his inner circle at the same place, at the home of Clint Murchison, the oil man, and that's where they put the finishing touches on JFK's murder. He tells Madeleine Brown, the night before the murder, "Tomorrow those Irish sons of bitches will never be a problem for me again." There it is.
Absolutely. And you can go rent the room he really lived in at the Driscoll Hotel downtown there in the Cattleman Baron Suite. And that's where he lived with her, his mistress. And it's all right there. And then I got some inside baseball, too. My grandmother in college dated LBJ's hitman. She almost married him. And he basically told her all about it as well. Because LBJ was killing people all the time. We'll be right back. My mom's mom here in Austin, Texas. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
taping this important announcement on the afternoon of Thursday, January 5th, 2023. And that means you've only got 4 days to act if you want to get Vitamin Mineral Fusion and DNA Force Plus, both at 50% off. Next Monday, the products are going back to full price because they're close to selling out. We won't have more back in stock for months. Everybody should be on Vitamin Mineral Fusion and DNA Force Plus. Just look at DNA Force Plus with the PQQ and the CoQ10 and so much more. Document it to clean out your cells, your mitochondria, take your immune system to the next level, and even have your telomeres, that's your DNA, last longer. This is the opposite of what the globalists are doing with their poison shots. This is actually giving your body the tools it needs to regenerate. Get DNA Force Plus and Vitamin Mineral Fusion for a limited time for 50% off. You've got until next Monday, and your purchase supports the broadcast. Keep us on air. Please take action now for your own wellness and your own health, and to keep us on air. InfoWarsStore.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
I'm a little late getting back on air because me and Roger are on the break talking about him releasing stuff he's never told you before about Richard Nixon, the JFK assassination. But it's all coming out. You know, Roger Stone's been interviewed by a lot of folks about JFK. He's one of the foremost real experts because he was there when it was all going on and then thereafter with Nixon. But we should probably get him back on Tucker Carlson with that the interviews he does for Fox Nation that are so big to really bust this thing wide open. Roger, let's finish up with JFK and the deep state and then move into the deep state today and the censorship of the Twitter files and everything coming out and then move into what happened last week with McCarthy and the silver lining that you predicted.
Alex, I think it's very important to kind of pull it all together here. So I have long believed that the common spoke between the CIA, the FBI, and the deep state, the bankers, Big Texas Oil, and organized crime is none other than Lyndon Baines Johnson. Johnson, as the Senate majority leader, takes the very rare step of appointing himself to the Subcommittee of Defense Appropriations, where the secret CIA and FBI black box budgets are prepared. Essentially, Lyndon Johnson is the paymaster for both agencies. His next-door neighbor, J. Edgar Hoover, the Johnson daughters refer to him as Uncle Edgar. Hoover knew that John F. Kennedy was going to retire him mandatorily in 1964, that if Kennedy survived, Hoover, who was a major power broker and, as you know, had blackmail evidence on every politician and political leader of both parties, was done if Kennedy survived. Johnson is the water carrier for Big Texas Oil, fighting the cancellation of the oil depletion allowance. Lyndon Johnson is also on the payroll of Carlos Marcello, the mobster who controls the mafia in both Texas and Louisiana. In fact, a man named Jack Halfer is
and that
the
goes back, that goes back to bootlegging. I'll leave it at this. I know some of the LBJ family here in Austin. They openly talk about the fact that LBJ was basically the head of what became the Dixie Mafia in Texas, Arkansas, through the South, throughout all that period for the mafia. He was basically a member of the mafia.
And then here's a great story which I've never told previously. You made reference to Madeline Brown. Now, Madeline Brown was, without any question, Lyndon Johnson's mistress. She bore him a son. The son bore an amazing resemblance to LBJ. She very famously said both when she shacked up with Johnson in a Fort Worth, Texas hotel the night before the assassination, she says both that evening and the following morning, he reaffirmed that after that day, the 22nd, that Kennedy would no longer be a political problem. I learned about this by watching a terrific interview with Madeline Brown conducted by Geraldo Rivera. Many years later, I happened to be in a green room at Fox in New York City with the great Geraldo Rivera, and I told him how much I admired his work and how that particular interview had motivated me to write my book, The Man Who Killed Kennedy, The Case Against LBJ. He looked at me with a blank stare and he said, "I don't know what you're talking about." I said, "Well, it's still on YouTube. You interviewed Madeline Brown." "No," he said, "I don't know anyone named Madeline Brown. You're mistaken. I never conducted any such interview." Well, you can go to YouTube and find this interview. So why is Geraldo Rivera covering up what he knew about the Kennedy assassination? This was groundbreaking journalism at the time he did it. Alex, I know that you yourself interviewed Madeline Brown, so you know what I'm talking about. I believe that as a condition of getting his position at Fox, he had to renounce his role in uncovering the truth about John F. Kennedy's death.
It's just incredible. And LBJ, before he died, told a lot of people that he was depressed about what he'd done, that he shouldn't have done it. And it was really retrospectively very, very upset about his life. And I've talked to members of his family, very close members of the family, that told me that. I'd read it. I asked them about it. They said it was true. Do you think he was just doing that for history, or do you think he really looked back on what he'd done and was ashamed of it?
Well, first of all, it's important to understand he was a functioning lunatic. I mean, he was a psychopath. He was an abuser of drugs. He was a pill popper. He was an alcoholic. He was a chain smoker. He was a sadist. I mean, one of the reasons why he liked to conduct White House staff meetings while sitting on the toilet defecating was because it made the young Ivy League White House aides that he had inherited from JFK so incredibly uncomfortable. He wasn't just doing it to be crude. He was doing it to put them in their place. He was a epic womanizer and very, very open about that. He was a sadist without any question whatsoever. He was also a physical coward who falsified an act of bravery where he claimed that a military plane that he was riding on as a congressman was attacked during World War II. It was all a fabrication. So if you go to my book, The Man Who Killed Kennedy, The Case Against LBJ, which, by the way, you can go to StoneZone.com/shop and get a copy of that great book. I just happen to have a copy of it right here. You can get the full story, none of which, of course, has been criticized as inauthentic. You're absolutely right about, Alex, about the fact that the same forces who killed Kennedy, the same forces who removed Richard Nixon, they didn't assassinate him except for politically, because he wanted peace. He was ending the war. He wanted a strategic arms limitation with the Soviets. He wanted to end the military draft. They opposed his opening the door to China. Those who say today all of our problems with China are because of Nixon, that's incorrect. Nixon used them skillfully, played them off against the Russians to get a strategic arms limitation, which saved this country billions of dollars in defense spending. He had no way of knowing that the Bushes and the Clintons were later going to give the most favored.
So let me ask you this, because we got to get into what happened last week in Congress. We got to get into the censorship all coming out, the surveillance, the big tech stealing the election. It's so bombshell. And the documents that you and I were targeted along with others like Tucker Carlson. But in closing on the whole JFK thing, what would Richard Nixon, if he was alive today, think of the world?
He would be shocked because Watergate, in retrospect, is literally small potatoes. It really was a second-rate burglary. Joe Biden and Barack Obama utilized the full legal authority of the U.S. government and the incredible capability of our intelligence agencies, utilizing what they knew was falsified evidence in the Steele dossier and the CrowdStrike report, to rationalize an illegal coup run by Robert Mueller in an attempt to take out a sitting president of the United States. Sorry, folks, that's the biggest dirty trick in American political history, and Watergate pales in comparison. Watergate were a bunch of misguided private individuals, but the Watergate burglars had been infiltrated by the CIA. We now know that four of the burglars were also on the grassy knoll in Dallas in 1963. We also know that four of the Watergate burglars were still on the CIA payroll at the time of the break-in, and that the CIA had penetrated the burglar team, and we're well aware of the break-in in advance. It was used to remove Richard Nixon and to install a more pliable Gerald R. Ford, who in turn then made George H.W. Bush the head of the CIA.
StoneZone.com. Find his show weekdays on Frank Speech TV. I'll be on his show Wednesday. A bunch of other big interviews this week for us in studio. And I'm going to be on some big shows this week. I'm going to leave it at that. But definitely, folks, should be watching InfoWars. A lot is coming up. All right. We got Mr. Cargill of Central Texas Gunworks, who won the big suit, reversing Trump's bump stock ban. He'll be in studio 15 minutes the next hour. But Roger's going to stay with us and hit Congress next. Then the censorship, everything else. This is big. This is important. Stay with us.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Waking up and incredible things are happening. We've talked about the past. Now I want to talk about what happened last week and in the present and in the future with Congress and everything that's coming out and happening. But first, it is your last chance, ladies and gentlemen, to get the amazing products that are so good for your body and that fund the InfoWar. DNA Force Plus and Vitamin Mineral Fusion for 50% off. I was going to end the sale today. It's going to end tomorrow because they're almost sold out. They're going to go back to regular price. They'll be sold out in a week after that. They are so good for your telomeres, your DNA, your mitochondria, your immune system. Everybody needs this, plus it funds the operation. 50% off of DNA Force Plus and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. You got less than 48 hours to get it. Also, Down and Out sold out for more than 5 months, our strongest sleep aid, with a very powerful dose of organic, high-quality melatonin, valerian root, and a bunch of other ingredients. It's a bestseller. It's back in stock, 50% off. And Real Red Pill Plus with the preglinone and a bunch of other key compounds that help your body naturally produce its healthy hormones. It's associated with youth, with turning the clock back, at least slowing it down. It's back in stock. We got a limited shipment of it, so we've already sold out of most of it. But despite that, I'm keeping it on sale for 50% off. So Down and Out, 50% off. Vitamineral Fusion, 50% off. DNA Force Plus, 50% off. And Real Red Pill Plus, 50% off. This will be around for at least a month or so, the Down and Out at 50% off, but not these other three products. We're going to keep selling Real Red Pill till it sells out of 50% off. That'll take a few weeks. These go off sale tomorrow, DNA Force Plus and Vitamineral Fusion. Get yours and help fund the tip of the spear while empowering your life, your immune system, and more. If you want to make a straight donation, go to InfoWarsStore.com, right on the front page, do a one-time $5, $10, $20, $100, or do a recurring cancel anytime. But we need your support. We're so close to staying on air. We're so close, but we need the funds. Please take action now, and I will promise you to never give up, never back down, but I could give out. Take action now in the fight against the globalist, InfoWarsStore.com. All right, Roger Stone. We just spent 40-something minutes on the incredible history of JFK, what's coming out. It was amazing. Let's now go back to last week and your predictions coming true and what this means. A lot of folks are mad at Gates or MTG for going with McCarthy, but they're being loyal to Trump. Trump asked him to do it. We'll see if Trump's right. I don't trust McCarthy. We both try to get rid of him. But the silver lining you talked about six, 8 months ago, predicting that the Republicans wouldn't regain the Senate, predicting they'd have a slim majority in the House. But if that small group of American firsters wield their power, they could have an incredibly positive agenda. So what happened last week? What's coming? And what should that agenda be? Roger Stone of StoneZone.com.
Well, Alex, as you pointed out, I predicted right here on your show multiple times that the so-called coming red wave would turn out to be a pink drizzle. The mainstream media and the Republican establishment attempt to blame that on Donald Trump was both overwhelming and obvious. Trump doesn't get credit for, example, the election of J.D. Vance in Ohio in a difficult race. He doesn't get credit for the reelection of probably the number one Trump supporter in the U.S. Senate, Ron Johnson, in Wisconsin, in a year in which, by the way, we pretty much lost everything else in Wisconsin. Trump's win-loss record, both in primaries and in the general elections, are actually quite impressive. The problem with the Republican Party is with the mix. McConnell, McCarthy, McDaniel. There is your problem. Ronna McDaniel, the Republican national chairwoman, goes out and raises $95 million with the help of President Donald Trump, allegedly to spend the money on election integrity issues. Doesn't spend a penny of it for that. A lot of shrimp cocktails, a lot of charter jets, a lot of five-star hotel resorts, and a lot of consultants on the tit doing God knows what. But what they're not doing is winning elections. Now, you're absolutely right, Alex. All along I have said that we would be better off with a very slim majority in which a group of hardcore freedom fighters could leverage their position to make demands on the Republican caucus. And that is, in the end, what happened. We are better off now than had we won by 35 seats, in which case Kevin McCarthy would have been selected on the first ballot. For those who say, oh, how embarrassing for the Republican Party, we can't believe this is playing out in public, hogwash. I would rather see the American people see exactly what's happened rather than have us North Korea style making our decisions in some back room, smoke-filled room where special interest money is being used to purchase votes. This is how a democracy works in a democratic republic. And my hat is off to Matt Gaetz, who is he's a riverboat gambler. I mean, he has nerves of steel. There's ice water in his veins. Every possible threat was levied against him, and he never wavered. Also, credit to the others of the Freedom Caucus 20 who stood up. The question, of course, at the end of the day is, are the concessions they got from McCarthy worth it? I was not for Kevin McCarthy. I'll be very clear about it. The main reason I wasn't was because I saw him using party money, using National Republican Congressional Committee money and PAC money and special interest money to mow down true America First candidates like Joe Kent on the West Coast, like J.R. Majewski in Ohio, like Laura Loomer in Florida, and insert his rhino lackeys in their place.
Sure, well, let's talk about this. I mean, look, if Trump asks MTG and Gates to go with McCarthy, and they do, we can't get mad at them, and we're going to get mad at Trump. Why does Trump think McCarthy's going to be good, and what should the agenda be in the new Republican Congress now that this sliver of a majority run by American Firsters have shown they're in the driver's seat?
I must tell you, Alex, I'm perplexed by the president's trust in McCarthy. Yes, I did. I expressed my own views to him privately. On the other hand, at this point, this is a done deal. He insists that McCarthy will turn out to be much better than we expected. But the good news is that there are 20 Republicans who will hold him to it. We're going to see today whether the radically improved House rules demanded by the rebels are in fact adopted. And the agenda, I think, is very, very clear. First and foremost, articles of impeachment against Joe Biden. For those in the crazed lefty media who say there are no grounds, sorry, 10% for the big guy. There are the grounds right there. That is evidence of epic corruption. And Joe Biden, based on what we know from the non-disputed publications of the New York Post, was getting money from Russia, from Romania, from Ukraine, from China. That is treason, if not corruption. Certainly more evidence to impeach Joe Biden than there ever was to justify an impeachment of Donald Trump. We clearly need to investigate the activities of the FBI. We now know definitively that the FBI, you remember them, the guys who stormed my home at 6 o'clock in the morning with 29 armed FBI agents fully kitted out.
Well, that's my next question for the start of the next hour before Michael Cargill joins us. With his big victory at the Major Court of Appeals on the Second Amendment, we have a permanent deep state that's now out in the open. We have the admission of surveillance and censorship of not just you and I, but Tucker Carlson. How can McCarthy and Jim Jordan and others not have House hearings on this now? You should be testifying. Tucker Carlson should be testifying. I should be testifying ASAP.
I agree. Plus, I frankly think we should not let January 6th rest. Nancy Pelosi's staff needs to be subpoenaed. Ray Epps needs to be subpoenaed to testify.
Oh, yeah, what do you make of Ray Epps under oath? They just released it saying that he orchestrated the whole thing.
Yeah, but Alex, how could it be that he wasn't featured in those televised hearings where they smeared me and showed doctored videos of me saying stuff that I never said? But Ray Epps, he never gets called to testify. His testimony is never highlighted by the committee. This was the great Kabuki theater. The January 6th committee investigation is the biggest fraud against the American people since the Warren Commission.
And by the way, I should have gone with your instinct. A month before, you said it's going to be a cluster F. I don't want to go march. I don't want to be part of this. It's going to it'll get hijacked. And I said, come on, Roger, you got to come. And I bullied you into going. It's true. And then you were absolutely right. You had a gut feeling that morning. You said, I have no security. There's a million people. I barely even got to where I was going. You said, screw it. I'm leaving. Boy, you were right. What was your gut level feeling?
You know, Alex, I've had six miracles in my life. The commutation of my sentence, the unconditional pardon, my wife's survival of stage 4 cancer. On the morning of January 6th, I stretched my legs outside the hotel and I said, no, this doesn't feel right. The Lord spoke to me that day.
That's right. Stay there. We'll be right back with Roger Stone. Stay with us.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.